NPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals took an unprecedented step Wednesday to activate a patient transfer system to its highest level. That's while hospitals could be overwhelmed by high numbers of COVID patients. Dr. Darlene Taddy is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
I think it is important for the public to understand that it is a critical and important change and should be sending a signal about how serious our situation is.
The decision allows sicker patients to be sent to more specialized hospitals and recovering patients to those with available space, even if the patient objects. The state reports almost 1,300 people currently in hospitals with COVID-19. Tuesday's election saw around a dozen ballot initiatives aimed at solving Colorado's affordable housing shortage. CPR's May Ortega has more.
Overwhelmingly, voters across the state agreed to raise taxes on short-term rentals through companies like Airbnb and Vrbo. The money raised will help fund housing initiatives and local communities. Other ballot measures on housing didn't fare as well. In Telluride, voters rejected a cap of 400 licenses for short-term rental businesses, but Telluride still approved a new lodging tax to help manage the effects of tourism. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
Less than 40% of Colorado voters returned their ballots in this year's election. That looks like a slight drop in turnout from the last off-year election in 2019. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says things went smoothly statewide.
There were no major problems reported. There was minimal, if any, wait time. And so far, of the ballots processed into the system, 98% of Coloradans who did cast a ballot chose to use their mail ballot.
The election isn't officially over. Counties are still counting, and people whose ballots were rejected for problems with their signature or other reasons are being contacted to resolve the issue. Denver Public Schools is unveiling its first all-electric school bus today. The district says the bus will help it save more than $30,000 in fuel costs over the next 15 years. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.